7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Detroit, number one video game podcast in 1991. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Poindexter Daniels. And joining me across the universe on Skype is Todd T1000 Fortner. What's going on, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. Living in the America dream.
Yeah.
Ford, bugging out off that shit, man. He said 1991, man. Golly, boy. I was in Baltimore, Maryland. Boys in the Hood, it just came out.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a great movie, crazy boy. Yeah, man. But I'm doing all right, man. It's, you know, once again, doing the thing, bro. How you feeling? How you doing? What's good with you?
Man, I am fantastic on this day that we're recording. We got some information to share to the people this week. Some news where we're going to be in it soon. But first, we want to let you know that, hey, if you don't know who we are, we're Skip the Tutorial. We're a video game show. We get together. Sometimes we talk about our favorite top sevens. Sometimes we talk about what we've been playing in the news and a roundtable. This week's a top seven. So, Todd, let's break that down for the people. What's our top seven this week?
Man, the top seven is Super Nintendo games, man. But just to also specify, bro, like, we talk about what we want to.
Hell yeah.
So sometimes shit gets sideways, man.
It'll get sideways real quick sometimes. Sometimes I'll start talking about homeless people, being homeless. Yeah, sometimes I'll talk about dumpster diving. Actually, we got a shout out to address that. Uriah Schultz on Twitter pulled some of our favorite quotes, Todd. Some of his favorite quotes from our show. Are you ready for this? Because I forget sometimes what we said. I do. These are some of my favorites. Here we go. He says, some of my favorite quotes from the show. I'm going to throw some hookers in reference to Madden. That's still one of my favorite quotes. I still don't know what that means. But I am going to throw some hookers. I'm an information whore. Anything about Cambodia. I'm a RoboCop dad ass. I'm a go-go gadget dad ass. And I would like to know more about this Buddhism. Todd, people want to know more about Buddhism. What is Buddhism?
Well, it's a religion I tried to start in my junior year of high school at Westminster Christian Academy in Opelousas, Louisiana. Shout out to the Crusaders. I just wanted to give you guys a wonderful shout out. Telling this story, you know, just makes me think of fine days, you know, cold mornings on a long bus ride passing the old plantation headed to school and sacrificial lambs, literally sacrificial lambs.
Oh, man.
Teachers having sex in the break room and.
Oh, that's a beautiful
crazy in the afternoon. But anyway, though, bro, no, yeah, man. So that's what it started as, like that whole experience in worldviews. I just really took a real liking to all the different religions and studying Buddhism and Hinduism and everything else, and just relating a lot of things. So me and my smart ass fucking friends, you know, well, I really came up with the idea of like Buddhism, where I would be, you know, sitting on top of a big silver crack. Ass like a fine ass and raining down knowledge upon my, you know, follow, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, they could, I would be like, look, I would just sit on this ass in the Buddhism and you ask me a question and I'll give you one piece of game and then you go about your business. I had about four followers and
That's
then I
bad.
Had to stop it because I felt like Jesus was gonna kill me, white Jesus specifically. And
white Jesus was gonna kill you.
We talk about politics, we don't mean it, man. You just, we just talking, bro. We don't mean no harm. Because once again, like we always say, it's really about the social experiment of different people coming together around a subject that we love of video games and making it all cool and all great, man, and enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? It's one tribe in the craziness. But anyway, that's a little small thing about Buddhism. I'll have more stories about that later. I've already drug on enough. We just needed to give the backstory. There are some specific stories to... So why I would be able to sit in the position of the big booty crack and provide that knowledge.
If there are any tribe members out there who make toys, we need a toy that is Todd sitting on top of a giant booty. We want that toy as the first Skip the Tutorial toy.
Look, man, Look, these are very personal stories. I share them. I throw them out there. That's the truth. But it's not. No. We stayed away. It was a wrong choice, Brian. The moral to that story was, what the fuck was I going through in high school to be doing? Like, I should have been focused on my books. What was I doing?
It's booties. Shit. You cannot not focus on booties when booties are present.
Track, bro. Like, that's all I saw. Like, track. I was athlete a little bit. Dumb as hell. Don't do drugs, kids. Graduate from school and play your games, not too much.
Did I ever tell you why I stopped running track in middle school?
You might have to cut that whole booties story now. No, tell me why. Tell me why. Yeah.
Because I got a complaint. So one of the things we used to do is we had to run around, this is 6th, 7th grade or whatever. And you had to run around the area and you had to run this 2 mile lap, essentially. And part of the 2 mile lap, there was this giant ditch in there. And there's this big like waterway ditch thing, concrete and everything like that. Well, one day I'm running this 2 mile lap. I got a crap real bad. My stomach hurts awful. I had to think about not taking shits in middle school in the public bathrooms. Mostly because they freaked me out.
Still like that. I'm like, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So I go down to this ditch and I decide I'm going to take a shit in the ditch. What I don't see is that all these fences back there are not wooden fences. They're chain link fences. And there are like 3 people staring at me. All of them complain to the school. All of them complain to the stool. The stool? Yes, they complained about the stool to the school. And the school, and then at that point was like, okay, you if you can't use the restroom before you run track, you are no longer allowed to run track. So I stopped running track, and that's why I'm fat today, because I took a crap. That's the story. That's the moral of the story.
You took a shit in public? You took it to a whole nother level, though. We'll talk about this.
I've taken 2 shits in public, just to be real honest. So,
that's yeah, man. We gotta. All right, that's all right.
It's true.
We can't just. That's a hard one to gloss past. Like, that's the thing I like about the long form of podcasting.
Yes.
But sometimes I know we gotta get to it and be concise and all and such. You know what I'm saying? But
you're like, I want to deep, bro. You're like, I want to deep dive into your psyche
I did just want to. No, really, that is now. That's what that is. That explains a lot. I didn't want to forget.
That explains so much. So much. It's true. Maybe it does.
Remind me to tell you like about the 10 Buddhist commandments, because I forgot. Like, as we were talking about this, I was like, man, I had Buddhist commandments.
We need to find what those are in the future. The next episode. All right, bro, stick around for the next episode. But we got some other shout outs before we get on to our top 7 list. And one piece of news for you guys. Mike Pony, like, skipped the tutorial, joined the tribe. That was the trucker we were talking about last week. With technological problems, we couldn't find his name. But Mike Pony, welcome to the tribe. That is awesome. I'm glad to have you. Really cool. All those posts you've been putting up are a lot of fun. I really like reading through those. I know Todd does, too. Melissa Steidel joined the tribe. If we're saying that wrong, I apologize, Melissa. Steidel. However it is, welcome to the tribe. We're glad to have you. Next shout-out we got is Chance Wyatt on October 15th. Recommended skip the tutorial. Says, I only recently discovered the show. Since Podcast Republic has it listed as one of the more popular shows, my first instinct was that it was going to probably be some slick, corporately produced show that was all flash and no substance. I was pleasantly surprised when these guys proved my assumptions wrong. This show is legit, like hanging out with your boys and shooting the shit. Except that, unlike your boys, these guys aren't dumbasses. Thank you for that, Chance. Nothing but love to my real-life bros, and if you end up seeing this, LOL. The show just got bumped into my favorites list. Keep doing what you do, guys. Next recommendation we got was from Dominic Palomari. Dominic says, great conversation by gamers for gamers. Love these guys. Todd, I'm feeling the love this week. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the love this week in a very big way. I really love our tribe. I love the group that we have. I love our fan base, our people. They're really cool. They're just really cool. I love every word that I just read on those things. Todd, those were good.
Oh, yeah, man. Nah, man. Look, bro. Of course. You know, that shit bugged me out. Like, the fact that fans, like, I can't even look at the shit like that. It's difficult. So it bugs me out. And that's one of the biggest things I appreciate. You know, we talk about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, like, what the coolest part is, like, you know, it is. It was just like, it's like talking to your boy, because that's kind of what it is, man. Like, I literally just got off work and had to take a shot about the day before we record. Like, we about this life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we fucking with you. And really appreciate anybody that's fucking with us for real. Like, it's been a lot of surprise and support. We'll almost be a year, though, soon. Can't wait to talk about the little, you know, the other situation we got bubbling. I can't wait to fuck with them, too. But, yeah, man, really always appreciate the shouts out and just the support. Thank you.
Absolutely. Next piece of news we got, this piece of news we've been teasing for the last 10 minutes. On October 29th, we are going to be featured. Me and Todd, we're going to be featured on the Top 5 of Death podcast. The Top 5 of Death podcast. I want to reiterate that name. Where we're going to discuss horror video games. So go ahead and check us out over there. Go ahead and check out that show. The show's great. Me and Todd both love the show. We've listened to it. We're going to compare lists to see who's going to walk away the winner. It's going to be up to you guys to vote and to make sure one of us wins, me or Todd. Make sure it's one of us. Support the tribe. Come out. Vote for us. Voting will start Monday afternoon on the Make Fun Network Facebook page after the show airs. That's Monday afternoon on the Make Fun Network Facebook page after the show airs. I promise you, if you like our show, go check these guys out. You'll love it. They got a great vibe. They're really funny dudes. I really enjoy their show. I can't wait to be on it, Todd. What about you?
Yeah, man. You know I'm excited about that, man. It's great minds of, you know, whatever, birds of a feather. The universe is working, bringing shit into the favor, all that good shit. I'm excited. But I really want to go back. What are people voting on with me and you? I missed that. It flew by me, bro. I'm
they're,
in the zone.
They're going to vote on who had the best list. So we want people to vote for us to win that list. Because I think we're the video game experts going into this. We got to have the best list. We got to show these guys what it's about. We got to show them. We know how to
That's
make a
subjective.
List.
That's so subjective, but I can dig it. I definitely am looking forward to it. That is dope than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm really just looking forward to being on the show. It really was surprising when I listened to it, how similar probably. If you enjoy listening to this show, you know, with two guys just out here for the love of it, then you really should connect with these guys too. We wouldn't just want to be on their show if it was some shit that we didn't vibe with, man. That really does mix together. Like I said, even with I'm still drinking the sneak shit right now. We ain't even fucking with that. That's not even, that's just off the strength of just talking about them. Trust that. Like,
I stopped drinking sneak. I just started snorting it. It's just way better.
All right, let me be quiet, bro, because you done took it to a whole nother. I done lost some people from that shit, man. It's been a long day, man. I'm trying to keep my level straight, brother. I'll do this for fun.
You went to a dark place, Brian. Calm down.
Nah, it's all right, bro. It's all good.
Man, I love that sneak stuff. But we are here this week to talk about our top 7 favorite Super Nintendo games. Todd, why don't you get us rolling with your number 7, my friend?
I had to start the list off with a little Sunset Riders.
Bro,
I don't know, man. I just had fun with that game. And let's preface this, man. We did the Sega Genesis 7 top 7 list. That's more my baby. That's more really akin to my heart. Super Nintendo wasn't my primary system, you know what I'm saying? But I do respect it. So, as usual on some other shit, like, I like the idea of just being able to talk about what I enjoy as opposed to worrying about whatever the fuck everybody else enjoyed and why. So, Sunset Riders, I don't know. I don't even remember how critically acclaimed it was, but that is really like a really that's one of the like all time jewels, especially with Red Dead Redemption 2 coming out on this week. I'm so excited. Like, this was probably the original fun cowboy game that really stuck with me experience. And I would always get the Mexican Bounty Hunter first for some reason. It's just that classic, you know, run and gun side scroller. You dig? Like, straight up and down, you know what I'm saying? Fun times. It was just, he had a certain kind of swag to him that I liked. And then they used to break up the levels a certain kind of way. That was really enjoyable. The colors was real fly. So, you know how these lists go for me, man. Sunset Riders was specifically for Super Nintendo experiences, gotta be on my list, bro.
I'll give you one guess at what my number 7 is. Just
Konami.
One guess. Just one guess. No?
Is it a Konami? Okay. No, I don't know. I don't know.
It's Sunset Riders. It is legitimately Sunset Riders. Played this game so much. The reason I smiled so big when you said about the Mexican bounty hunters, because that's the guy I always chose. I was.
Does that make us racist?
I don't know. I really, I don't. Like, I think maybe the game. I don't know. Who knows? He had the best weapon. His shotgun had that spread gun to it. That was badass. Who plays with the pistol guy? You get one bullet, like one bullet, one direction. The shotgun would hit everybody at once. You remember how hard those freaking bosses were in Sunset Riders? Like, those little boss fights would get really difficult. You know, I never made it to the very end of the... I never beat the final boss, though. I made it to the very end of the game and never beat the final boss. It's a classic. The reason I liked it, though, so much was because back in the day when we used to have birthday parties at pizza places that still had arcades, the one we'd always go to is Mazio's. And Mazio's Pizza, man, they had Sunset Riders back there along with Altered Beast. And I used to play some Sunset Riders like crazy. And when I got it for the Super Nintendo finally, it was like one of like four games I had for the Super back when I was growing up. Man, we used to play that game all the time when I was a kid. Anytime somebody come over, it's always pop on Sunset Riders, let's play it. The soundtrack was awesome. The look of it was cool. The aesthetic was neat. I don't know. Like, growing up, I loved Western movies, too. Like, we've talked about that, too. Can't wait for Red Dead 2. It's badass, man. Sunset Riders, it is for our number 7 together. What's your number 6?
Little game called Super Mario Kart. Might be up higher on other people's lists, but it's just, you know, it's got to be on that list for me. You know, it's cliche, but it's one of the games I remember spending the most time with. That's all these come down to. This is pure nostalgia, you know. These top 7s are fun because it's more so just for me, especially with the classic games. It's just what games did I have fun with family, friends, sleepovers, wherever I could play. You know what I'm saying? And that one definitely, I mean, that's an easy one. That's not one that I can imagine anybody, even in this age, Super Mario Kart still coming out to this day. Well-known game. Just that Super Nintendo experience had something to it. You know what I'm saying? Being the original. So, that's my number 6.
Man, that's a great choice, dude. Mario Kart's like one of these everlasting series. It's like Street Fighter. It's always going to be around. It's always going to be on every Nintendo system until Nintendo doesn't exist anymore. It's a classic game, man. It's just party games, and it's fun, and getting the blue shell and knocking somebody out of first place is still my favorite thing in the world to do. I love Mario Kart.
It was a different experience when you were sitting next to people. You know, we don't do that anymore. And that's one of those games that was fun when you're sitting next to somebody, like an actual human being, and actually see their reaction when you hit them with that shell. Like, they can't hide it. They can't put the mask on and of smiling but crying behind it. That's the face. That's the face of a man that got hit with that shell right before crossing the finish line. You bitch, you!
It's the same face when a man steals your girl these days. That's the same exact face when that happens. Guarantee it. Man, Super Mario Kart, though, is so freaking good, dude. It is so freaking good. The blue shell, the freaking green shells, the red shells, the heat-seeking shells. Those were my favorites. I always like getting the three. You remember you get the three, the heat-seeking shells, and they would spin around your cart, and you could fire them one at a time? That was so freaking good, dude.
I blanked out, man. I'm still stuck on the face that you would make if somebody stole my girl. And I thought about my sweet Sarah. I wonder what kind of face I would make.
The rage face, man. You'd be ready
it
to
would
kill.
It would depend. Nah, it would depend. It would depend. It would definitely depend. Because how somebody it's hard to steal a human. So stealing her would mean kidnapping.
That's also true.
And in that case, then it would be a rage face like the guy on Taken. But if she just went away, I might not look like that. I might smile suddenly and then ride off on my horse into the sunset. My bad, bro. Side tangent.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know, I always thought that guy from Taken was a Highlander. You know, he goes through all three of those movies and barely gets hurt. He's just really good at what he does.
I think it's sound logic, my friend. High five.
High five through the camera. Boom. Yeah, all right. My number 6 is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. Another arcade port, man. Turtles in Time. It's such a classic. The Baxter Fly Flight at the end. Still, that's only when you're first starting the game. And it's hard. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time is a hard freaking game. It's a lot of fun. A lot of good side-scrolling action in that one. Still one of my favorites to this day to go back and play. Great music. It had the theme song. That's all I needed as a kid. That's all I need was the Turtles theme song. That's it. That would get me through my day. Then later on, it was the Pokemon theme song. And then when I'm a full-grown adult, and I'm driving through the neighborhood, and I got my bass turned all the way up, and I'm listening to the Turtles theme song, and you're giving me a bad eye, just remember, it's a classic theme song. I don't care. It's still one of my favorites. But yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, will forever be one of my favorite games of all time. Love that one so much. What's your number five, Todd?
You just talked about making some announcement I wasn't prepared for some competition between our list of some sort. And then we have a almost same list, same game.
Same game, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
That's always on me on the classic list, though. If you go to, I don't think there's a list like if it came out on the platform, this game has been on it. So you've heard it.
Yeah.
Go back to the other episode for that too. We got to knock some of these out, man. Can't be a video game show without knocking out our top seven lists for the classic games. I think this was inspired by this year's little con run. I can't wait to see maybe go back to Classic Game Fest next year, shit like that.
Retro. I'm thinking about it, man. I liked Classic Games Fest a lot. I spent way too much money.
I had a great time, man. I had a great time. I need to explore a little bit more. Austin is what it is. I need to get out into all aspects of Austin, and you know, not whatever. Sidebar, my bad. But that's my number five, motherfucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Couldn't say it better. Is it my turn for number four?
No, it's my turn for number five.
God damn it. Damn it, Brian.
I'm sorry I interrupted your flow.
No, man. No, this is not your fault.
It's Sonic's fault.
I accept responsibility for my foolishness. We have to figure out some edits. That's all.
That's okay.
Yeah. You're number five, bro. What is it?
My number five is one of my favorite, like, friggin', it's a top-down game. It's a classic shooter. It's a hard-ass game. Zombies Ate My Neighbors. I love Zombies Ate My Neighbors. It's one of the just, like, most, I don't know, I would say brainless. Like, you can just have fun just exploring the game and the different little facets of the game and shooting zombies with your squirt gun. So you squirt all over zombies so that they melt. It's a lot of fun. It's just fun to do that. Sometimes you got like giant babies you got to shoot and you got to throw grenades at. And that's crazy too.
Come on, man. What the Kevin Spacey?
What happened?
Are you doing?
What are you talking about?
What the Kevin Spacey, son?
What did I say? I'm so confused. Zombies Ain't My Neighbors, though. It's like this retro horror game that I really love. I love the aesthetics of it. I love the swamp creatures in it. I love the green ooze that the swamp creatures come out of. And just like all sorts of stuff, man. It's a classic, classic SNES game.
Gonorrhea, Brian.
I'm glad you caught that, too.
No, I didn't. Thank God.
Oh shit. Oh my god. Well, that one took me by surprise. Just a little bit. Holy shit. Oh, I think I blew out my speakers on that one. That was totally worth it, though. Totally worth it.
Ears hurt.
Oh, that's okay, though.
I'm just. No, that was. Oh, man. So, I think I remember that game.
Yeah, Zombies Ate My Neighbors. I almost went to it to be the character from Zombies Ate My Neighbors today. All right, what is your number four? Now it's time for your number four. That's what it is.
Okay, definitely all bullshit aside, I had to really do some thinking about this one because it's probably, I don't remember the ratings on this one. I don't think it got great ratings, but I just remember having a lot of fun with friends. Do you know how it's a game that might not be the greatest game of all time in everybody's opinion?
Yes.
Actually, you had a really great experience with it, so it stuck with you. And that would be Doom. I had to give that one a little, you know.
That almost went on here for me.
It's off a little bit. I mean, I struggle with it because it's higher up on my list. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's a million other games, but just for me personally, for the Super Nintendo, and I think as a Sega head, I had more access to blood and guts and shit like that, and just more of, it felt like an adult feel, like with the Mutant League footballs, which was on the previous list. Doom just gave me my blood fix a little bit more, because Mortal Kombat, which we'll talk about that later or whatever. You know, it was just a little bit different. So I think that's why I came up a little bit higher on my list. You know, the good old 1993 classic version of Doom. Looking forward to the new one, really.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, that's my number four, bro.
Dude, that's one of those games that every, like, horror season, like this season right now, I play. I go back and play Doom because there's something still extremely creepy about the element, the sound mixing. When you play that game with headphones and you hear that demon breathing, it still gets a little bit freaky for me. I love it, though. It's got it, man. Like, it's classic. They put Texas gaming on the map, essentially. And we're from Texas. Like, we're in Texas. They put Texas gaming on the map, for sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm from Louisiana, though. 337 all day, hot boys all day, you know what I'm talking about? But, you know, Texas paid. Texas paid, Louisiana made. Respect Texas, but little home. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
My number four is one of my favorite platformers of all time. I love platformers. This one got me hooked. It's Donkey Kong Country. Donkey Kong Country, the very first Donkey Kong. It's amazing. It's got great music. It's addictive. It's got great elements. They did that little trick where they almost made it 3D. It looks 3D because of the way that they used the assets in the background. And I thought that was really cool the way that they did that. It's a trick. Don't get me wrong, because the system really couldn't handle true 3D, but it looked good. That's what mattered.
Well, you know, a motherfucker like me can always appreciate people that can handle the assets from the background. You know what I'm talking about? That's the best way to be. If you can handle some assets in the background, you know what I mean?
You are
the... And you're business-minded and got morals.
You are the Buddhism Lord, my friend. You are the Buddhism one. This went off the rails this episode. This is great.
We've been fucking up, bro. We've been fucking up. Man, just keep... that's why I say I appreciate the people that fuck with us. Salute to Cambodia. We hear you. Salute yes. to, you know, my people, too. You know what I'm talking about? But, yes. Yes, sir.
Yes. Donkey Kong Country, though, man. It's just... It's amazing. Like, it's still one of my favorites of all time. It's the first thing I ever streamed on Twitch when I first went on to Twitch. Because I was like, I don't know what I'll play. I'll play something I know. Donkey Kong Country, because I've beaten it 800 times. That music, still, I listen to it to this day. Sometimes, like I said, man, driving down the street in my 6.4. That's what I pop on. Classic. Classic. I don't think Easy, though, would be listening to Donkey Kong Country. Well, he may. He liked the Super Nintendo. That's for sure. For sure. My number three.
Yeah, that's...
Your number three. Not my number three.
Well, I mean, that's because it's Donkey Kong Country. I struggle because I almost put Donkey Kong Country 3. Like, it's kind of weird with the sequels. You know what I'm saying? But you got to give the classic one that... Shout out to fucking Classic Gaming Fest again, because the cool part, that's what... I think it was the, what the fuck is it? The cancer, the one-up cancer? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was the one-up cancer.
They had the little
cancer.
Mini systems or whatever.
Yeah,
and they was them. Playing Donkey Kong Country. I was like, hell yeah, that's the shit. Like, that was the game I wanted to sit down and play right then and there. Like, out of, you know, all the games that I ran across and saw. And they were really sitting there running on that hoe for like hours on there. I was like, damn, that game was a good experience. And you know, generally I hate shit that references like monkeys and shit. I hate Curious George. We was just talking about that. I really don't like monkeys at the zoo, like talking about, even though we might have been some, I don't know, who knows. But in spite of that, I enjoyed Donkey Kong, man. It was a good, you know, platformer, good experience, fun game, man. Classic Nintendo type game. So I look forward to more shit on the new system with that. I want to see what that's all about. You know what I mean? But definitely has to be on the list. Can't put that in honorable mention. So we're still in line, my friend. We were off a digit, but we're still in line.
Yes, sir.
That's my number three, man. So what about you, bro?
My number three is Mega Man X. Mega Man X. One of the classic Mega Man games for me. It was the first one I ever played. Very first Mega Man game I ever played, so it will forever be one of my favorites. My favorites are still the Zero series, for sure. I love the Zero series. But Mega Man X is just one of those... It was a transformation of the game itself. That's what a lot of people remember Mega Man X for, was because they kind of reinvented the formula with Mega Man X, which is what was so good about it. and they kind of added this new element to it and new weapons, and they kind of expanded the graphics of it. And it just got to be just, I don't know, it's heralded as one of the greatest platformers of all time for good reason. I mean, it legitimately is one of the greatest platformers of all time. I still play it to this day when I get a chance to. Music is fantastic, the aesthetic appeal, the brightness of that first level. I mean, I don't know how many people have played who don't remember the first level of Mega Man X and going, oh, this is something new. This is going to be hard. This is going to be more difficult than the last one, but it made it more accessible at the same time, which is what I think I appreciated so much about it, was how much more accessible it was with Mega Man X. But that is my number three. What is your number two, my friend?
Street Fighter 2. Specifically, the Hypers. I need to fucking write shit down sometimes, man. The turbo one, man.
Yeah.
One, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Same shit, but the turbo version. And really, that one, that's the shout out to anybody that's listening that used to be that dude in Walmart that used to beat the shit out of everybody. You know what I'm saying? It was like two lines, and it was like one dude just hanging out on the first stick, and it was like a line of people behind them, and who was gonna beat that motherfucker first. The only annoying people like that I remember was people that used to master Dalzim. Anybody else used to be like go hard to me. And of course I used to play with Ryu. You know what I'm saying? You know, you could run with anybody, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, for me, as far as Super Nintendo experience, because that would always be the setup. It would be the Super Nintendo, and then we'll have Street Fighter 2 there, and that's when it would go in. And that was like multiplayer back in the gap. Like that was like getting on and being, you know, dominant amongst folk right in the young wolf pack while your parents fleed around and bought shit that they didn't need because you asked for it. So yeah, I don't know. And I mean, just going over to friend's house and just training. I'm more of a Mortal Kombat fan for sure, but you know, I always dug my fighters, man. So Street Fighter 2 had to be my number two on my Super Nintendo list.
And yes, I think, sir. I believe, I mean, Street Fighter 2 was the better port to Super Nintendo, I think.
Absolutely.
Than Mortal Kombat. It felt a lot more fluid. And those competitions, man, those competitions used to get as hot as Derek Lewis's balls. I mean, they really did. They used to get heated, for sure.
Derek Lewis did talk about his balls. Like, look, I didn't even pay attention to that shit last week when you asked me about Khabib and Conor when we talked about that shit last week. So I finally went back. I still didn't watch the fight. But I finally went back. Like, I heard what you said last week, but I didn't really hear it because I didn't know who the fuck Daniel Lewis was. And I heard some shit about him before, and I was like, yeah. Until I saw the clip of what he said after the fight. Still have not seen the fight, but that is legitimately, I told you, bro, that is one of the funniest goddamn clips I have ever seen. I think it's somebody on Facebook that follows too, Vicente. Shout out, my dude. I watched that shit on your page. I forgot your last name, but I know. Fuck with me. Like some on my page again, I'll give you another shout out. But yeah, he had put that shit up, and he had liked something on the Skip the Tutorial page, and I went to go look at the Daniel Lewis shit. That motherfucker is retarded, bro. Shout out to Daniel Lewis.
I love that dude so much, man. I love that question, Joe Rogan. He says, why'd you take your pants off, Derek Lewis? He says, because my balls were hot, Joe Rogan. My balls were hot. It's fair. It's a good answer. Why else would you take your pants off?
My thing is, he said a bunch of other funny shit, and why are you focusing on his balls? I cannot get over.
It's the same reason.
He also said he would get high with Joe Rogan.
That's true. That is true.
Also, you know, so he also said that he had to beat that Russian's ass because Trump called him. What the fuck? That shit was funny.
So good.
Started, bro. Yeah, bro. I'm glad you brought that shit up, man. But where the fuck are we on? This is why I lose place on the list.
I know. We're on my number two.
Yes, sir.
All right, my number two is Star Fox. I love Star Fox. I still blame Star Fox for the furry culture, but I still love Star Fox. Doesn't matter. It is one of my favorite games of all time. It's the best flight game for me ever because it's cartoonish enough, it's hard enough, it's more difficult, but the controls are so cool. I just love everything about it. The action when you blow things up, the 3D effects that they got using the vector drawing on there. It was like a filled out vector drawing. That's what was cool about it. And I mean, who cares about the backstory? You're flying a plane and you're blowing shit up. But I will say this, Slippy or whatever the hell his name was, the frog. I can't remember it now. Forgive me. I'll remember it later when I'm, you know, it's midnight and I'm sitting here going, oh, that was his name. But the frog, man, that frog was always bitching and whining. Sometimes I'd shoot at him on purpose just to blow up his plane. I was like, man, just get out of here, man. We don't need this right now. But Star Fox is going to be my number two. It's one of my favorite games of all time. If you played it, you know why. It's a classic for me.
Yeah, that's a dope choice, man. At first, I thought you said Starbucks, Star Fox, and you slipped in a furry. But you finished that one out strong, man. I'm proud of you, man. You get it for real. That was dope. That was dope how you pulled that one off.
I went to a furry convention at Star Fox.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have. That's my fault. And then that's my fault.
I dressed as a squirrel.
Are you gonna check out Starlink?
Yeah, of course, man. Of course. Okay. I'm definitely going to. It's got to be, man. It's got to be. What's your number one?
Just Super Mario World. I'm pretty consistent with my list, so that's how I know. Some people like Super Mario, that came with the system. Well, that's the way I look at it. That's you pay homage and respect, you know, champion systems with the games that push them, that started them, the staples.
Yep.
I'm a God of War fan. I'm a Super Mario fan for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. I'm a Sonic fan for Sega. So, I mean, I don't know. That's just the way my brain works, man. So, and I legitimately had great times with that. And the thing about it, and I think why I connect so much with it, and I think why most people did, these are normally the best-selling games on the system for a reason, is because when you launch the system with that game, it may not actually be the best game. The better game will come out 4 years later. It'll come out later. Whereas the experiences you might have with them, all the original ones, the Super Mario World carrying over with the Super Mario always has pressure on it on the new system to kind of outdo the previous one because it's always the seller. And I got to give Nintendo credit for consistently being able to do that all the way up to Odyssey right now. So Super Mario World, my favorite Super Nintendo game.
It's a classic, man. It's a classic. I purposely didn't put that or A Link to the Past on my list because I know how big they are. My number one, maybe I should have avoided it too because I know how big it is. My number one is Final Fantasy VI. It's the best Final Fantasy game of all time. It's my favorite Final Fantasy game of all time. I think it's the most challenging. It's the most interesting. It's the most complicated. It's got a great soundtrack. It's got amazing sequences. And it's extremely layered in its storytelling. I'll just say this, spoiler alert for this game. I know it's pretty old, but spoiler alert. The bad guy wins halfway through. He gets what he wants halfway through. He's one of the greatest antagonists of a game of all time because he is truly, and you can see this in the design later on, and it's just kind of the way I feel about it. I don't know if it relates to it, but Heath Ledger's The Joker was, for me, heavily inspired from the main villain of Final Fantasy VI, which is Kefka, which is just an amazing, amazing villain. He wears the clown makeup. He turns into this giant death angel. There's an opera. There's a mad squid or octopus or whatever you want. It's just a classic. Final Fantasy VI forever will be probably my number two favorite game of all time. My number two favorite game of all time. It just will be. It's hard to break those down, but I love Final Fantasy VI so much. But that's been this week's list. Todd, you got any shout-outs? Not shout-outs, also runs. You got any ones you want to throw out there?
I got a million, man. I don't have a million. I don't know, man. Mortal Kombat's, of course, are going to be in a category of their own. Mm-hmm. We might have to just do an episode just talking. Well, I think we might have talked a little bit about it whenever we talked about violence in games and shit like that. But Mortal Kombat's, of course. Star Fox was up there. F-Zero, Chrono Trigger, Super Metroid. You know, Zelda, of course, like you said, Mega Man X, just a few. I mean, it's really, I thought I had more than that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, what about you, bro? What you got?
Man, I got everything from Super Mario RPG, Secret of Mana, Chrono Trigger, like you said, Super Metroid, Yoshi's Island, Earthbound, Contra 3. Contra 3 is a classic, if you want to play that one. Super Mario All-Stars, which got the Lost levels in there, that's a lot of fun, too. F-Zero, like you said, one of the greatest racing games of all time. Of course, Super Street Fighter 2 is on my list. It's got to be the Turbo Hyper Edition or Hyper Turbo Edition. Illusion of Gaia, Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby's Dream Course, Super Bomberman, underrated series that still has not gotten its due on modern systems, I feel. Just a lot of those, man. Super Star Wars, too. That's one of my favorites of all time. Secret of Evermore.
Yeah, that's a dope one. That is a dope one. That's a dope one. Good choice.
Yeah, man. So all of those are, of course, the other Donkey Kong countries. Tetris Attack, classic. I love Tetris Attack. It's one of my favorites. But like we always do, before we go, we want to let you know if you agree or disagree with our opinions. You can hit us up at STT_pod, skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. You can reach out to us in any of those. Join the tribe on Facebook. We got a Discord server. If you want links to those, go to the Facebook. They'll be able to get that information to you. It's fantastic. They have a lot of fun in that Discord over there. And before we go, as we always do.
Hold up. Wait.
Yes.
I got to say one thing.
Yes.
Before we go. Told y'all to get Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yes. Yes. You've been playing? You know,
Fist of the North Star, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, they dope. Fist of the North Star's map is smaller. Odyssey is spread out. I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm glad I had that RPG experience when the internet went out here in Dallas. But I don't know. Origins is still a little bit more memorable. I just had to fit that in there. It might be finally time for a little bit of 2K, man. I might have to sell out just like everybody else, man. But that's the last little part before we close out. I appreciate you letting me fit that on in.
Of course, man. Of course. Always good to hear that. And we'll be back next week with you guys. We'll actually, don't forget to check us out on that Top 5 of Death show.
Yeah, man.
That Top 5, man. They're really a lot of fun. You can find them on the Make Fun Network. They got a Facebook page. They're on, you know, if you search Top 5 of Death on anything, any podcast catcher that you listen to, they should be on there. But check us out on the 29th on that show. All right, that's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. And as we always do before we sign off, stay humble.
Humble.